KUGN Newstalk 590 here and already 717. Glorious start to the day. Up to about 87. If that's a little too toasty for you, next couple of days will be a little cool down, and then we're back to the toast. If you will. See if you're ready for that. 718. It's Matt time. New Leaf Hyperbarics at 541-636-3278. How be you, sir?
I am great. Yes, you're right. It is a beautiful morning out there.
You get out there, you take it. Well, we talk oxygen all the time, right?
Deep breath.
What we do when we get outside, we take that big deep breath mm-hmm. and we get the oxygen in the lungs, right?
I mean, absolutely.
We talk oxygen all the time.
And I don't know if I mentioned it last week or not, but new book I've been listening to called Radical Remission about mm-hmm. cancer and stuff like that, and how a gentleman did a study and 42 minutes before sunrise is when most of the oxygen's in the air, he discovered by watching and listening to birds and doing a study.
Before the sun comes up.
42 minutes before sunrise, all the trees start releasing all the oxygen for the day. And so he was bad. And his cancer treatment, he was breathing, doing deep breathing, meditation and stuff like that mm-hmm. in the early mornings. Mm-hmm. And he noticed the birds were up chirping, and he kept moving, getting up earlier and earlier, trying to figure out when they started chirping, because he thought it was really odd that birds were only chirping really early in the morning.
Right.
So finally, he's up an hour before sunrise, and nothing. And then all of a sudden, bloop, birds start chirping. And he timed it and realized that it's 42 minutes before sunrise. Even as the days change, get shorter, longer, it's always 42 minutes. And he actually took some oxygen, had some birds in a room, let them go to sleep at night, and like 10:30 went in, cracked a little oxygen in the room. Birds woke up, started chirping. Oxygen dissipated in the room, they went back to sleep. He tried again like 2:30 in the morning. Same thing. And then 42 minutes before sunrise, they woke up and started chirping. So really interesting. So for those folks that like to get up early and go out and run and do that stuff, time it around 42 minutes before sunrise. Get that oxygen just really pumped in your body. Helps you. It'll help you run better. Help your exercise be just more enjoyable.
Well, but that's why you see the early morning runners out.
Could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now
they just don't know it.
So if you like sleeping in and, you know, some pure oxygen to help take better care of yourself, sounds like maybe an avenue to take care of yourself before you need the doc. Mm-hmm. This is where New Leaf Hyperbarics come in.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not one of those folks that like to get up early and get that super oxygenated air that's out and available 42 minutes, like I mentioned, before sunrise, then we have it at New Leaf Hyperbarics. You can just come take a nap in one of our chambers for 65 minutes or up to 2 hours and just really detox, ramp that oxygen up, take care of some things, and just make life better.
Wait a minute. You can do this up to 2 hours?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Our standard sessions are 65 minutes.
Okay.
Folks that are, like, say, battling back from a traumatic brain injury, strokes, cancer, things that are pretty intense, and we just really want to get that stuff up. Or maybe they live farther away and they just can't come as often as they need to.
Gotcha. Okay.
They can do a 90-minute session up to a 2-hour session. So we have a gentleman that comes up from Roseburg just once a month right now. When he first started coming to us, he came to us with some friends because he had a stroke, and he actually drug his foot when he walked. It just kind of drug behind him because mm-hmm. He had to use his hip to move it. He has several treatments. Now he kind of walks with a limp. And it's not 100%, but he doesn't drag his foot anymore. What he keeps coming back for, though, is to keep the circulation good in his feet so he doesn't have to use a heating blanket at night. And
okay.
He's realized that once a month, 90-minute session keeps that from happening. But he lives clear down in Roseburg, and he's in his 80s, so he doesn't like to, you know, travel an hour and a half more than, you know, once a month.
So 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. I usually do 2 hours if I'm going to go in for my standard. You know, if I'm doing it once a week, I'll do a 2-hour session. I just get up at 4 a.m. on a Sunday, crawl back in the chamber of my house, go to sleep for 2 hours, get up at 6 and move on with my day.
And you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
How about that? How about that? Yeah. 2 hours. Cool. See what you learn.
Absolutely.
You see what you learn every Monday here. So for a better you, and better yet, if you've got questions, and I know that you do, you got the people to handle those
questions.
Absolutely.
And if you really want to answer some questions, we will be at the fair all week. Just happened a week and a half ago. They called us up, so they had a couple extra booths and wanted us to be there. So we signed up. So 11 to 11. every day at the fair, except for Sunday. It only runs to 8, of course.
Right.
But yeah, we'll be there. We'll be in the convention center on the north end. Come see us. We'll be have some new stuff that we're going to be bringing out at the fair that folks will get to learn about there.
Perfect. Perfect. Answer. And bring your questions, too. If you can't get to the fair, 541-636-3278. New Leaf Hyperbarics.